Now, astronomers seem to have found two objects which look just like flying saucers orbiting Saturn. But this doesn't actually mean we should start running for the hills, or possibly, if they're coming from space, maybe to the mines. There are actually two moons of Saturn called Pan and Atlas, and images from Cassini, the Cassini mission, have just come up with really high-definition images to reveal they've got a really strange shape. They look like sort of battered moons with a ridge around the centre, just like a kind of something from a 50s B-movie. But it's thought they may actually just be naturally forming. They think the rings of Saturn formed as sort of icy bodies, sort of comet-type things, broke up around orbiting Saturn. And the moons were probably some of the biggest lumps which are left. And then as they were forming, they kind of swept up other smaller objects in the ring. And because the equator was actually in the sort of a plane of the ring, more stuff was raining on them in the equator than at the north and south poles. So they built up this kind of bulge around the centre. And
but what about the other moons that Saturn's got? Because it's got quite a few, hasn't it? So why aren't they this shape?
I guess many of those are a lot bigger. So the gravity will have probably, there's enough gravity to kind of even out the differences. And probably they'd have to have been very stable in the ring for quite a long time to gain this matter only on the equator.
So are these moons fairly small, Dave? Is that why we haven't seen them before?
They're quite small, so they've only just had really high-resolution images. And I think they've actually only been recently discovered.
Saturn's turning out to be a really weird place, isn't it? Because the Cassini missions put so much new light on what was previously a very dark area of our solar system. I mean, earlier this year they spotted the moon Hyperion and got their first really good pictures of it. And it looks like a blob of sponge drifting around in space. And it turns out it almost is sponge because most of it's empty space. It's got such low gravity that when a big body smashes into it, like a meteor or something, smashes into it and knocks stuff off. Now, most of the time you get these craters because the dust that it throws up then settles down again. But the gravity of Hyperion so low that it just goes off into space, and you've got this thing that's literally more holes than rock anymore. Amazing.
Yeah, if you look at anything in enough detail, it starts to look interesting.
Helen,